It's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. Guitarist and composer Steve Tibbetts has been traveling in the Far East for years. He's been bringing his experience home to his Minneapolis studio to create new music. Ewan Kerr of Minnesota Public Radio traveled across town to visit Tibbetts, and he brought back this report.
The world outside Steve Tibbetts' studio is quintessential Minnesota summertime. Blue sky, birds singing, aging frame houses peeling quietly in the sun. But as you get closer, an ominous sound leaks out of the windowless building.
Steve?
Hey, how are you doing?
Which looks kind of like an air raid shelter.
This is a former insurance building. So somebody sat in here and wrote out insurance premiums for about 30 years. It's a little claustrophobic for that.
Steve Tibbetts now makes music inside the fake wood-paneled walls and beneath the faded white ceiling tiles. Music that sometimes sounds like an insurance salesman gone mad. Like a lot of musicians his age, Tibbetts is 40. He played in rock bands in high school and worked in record stores. He also spent a lot of time as an engineer in radio stations. But for the last decade, he's earned his living as a guide and counselor for travel and educational programs in the Far East. The walls of his studio are covered with instruments that he and his collaborator, percussionist Mark Anderson, have collected on their travels.
This is actually an instrument he brought back from Ghana called a djil. And when he got it back, he took it apart because some of the wood blocks here were rattling. There are gourd resonators under here, and he turned one of them over and a lizard foot fell out. A lizard foot tied up with a little bag of some herb or something on it. Now what do you think that was about?
It's a question that runs through a lot of Steve Tibbetts' work. In addition to collecting instruments, Tibbetts uses his travels to collect sounds. One of the more interesting sounds on his new CD actually comes from the faraway land of Colorado, where Tibbetts recorded chanting in a Buddhist temple.
Okay, so you take that sound and you echo it so you hear it over and over. Okay, so we're starting to make this half-tone picture. And then, if you put that on your sampler and hit the keys all at once, you'll get a bunch of interesting overtones. You hear those? Like this? Or like this? It's starting to sound more bell-like.
A little more electronic fiddling, including the addition of a slight smack at the beginning of the sound, and you get a sound like this.
Well, that sounds like a big metal gong made out of voices, and that's really fun to work with. If you arrange those in an arc, in a cycle, it creates this really intriguing ground to make music over. You hear that in the last tune. That's what those gongs are made of. They're made out of human voices.
Thank you. Tibbetts says the experience of traveling is just as important as the music and instruments he collects on the road.
I found now that traveling far, far away, and that can be, that maybe that's Fargo for some people or for Winnipeg, it does set up a condition of mind erasure that is even more valuable than using sounds. If you're somewhere where the phone doesn't ring the same way it used to and your friends aren't around to tell you the way you are, and people look at you funny because you look like a clown in your Western garb, your habitual ways of thinking tend to fall apart.
And that produces music that's hard to classify.
Radio programmers say it's not playable.
That would be a problem for most record companies, but Tibbetts records for ECM, a German label that's never been concerned with creating hit records. Although the label has done fine with such artists as Keith Jarrett, it's also released an album of ancient Viking love songs, as well as six Steve Tibbetts albums. ECM's Carl Pritzkant says the guitarist's oddness appeals to the label.
Steve takes the sound of rock and roll guitar, of good, hard-edged rock and roll guitar, and he takes it out of America and he puts it into the world. And he takes it out of garage harmonies and he puts it into the harmonies of the rest of the world.
And for its part, the world seems to be responding.
A friend of mine sent me a copy of a cassette. He was walking through the market in Bangkok, in Patpong. And he saw that one of my records had been bootlegged there. Now that's a point where you really have arrived, when they decide to bootleg you in Southeast Asia.
Guitarist, composer, sound recordist, and traveler Steve Tibbetts. His latest CD is called The Fall of Us All, available at select record stores throughout the US and finer market stalls in Bangkok. For National Public Radio, I'm Ewan Kerr in Minneapolis.
You're listening to NPR's All Things Considered.